Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. It's your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members, and you should be the next to join. It's the easiest and most exciting way for you to get in all the action. Watch your favorite sports, your favorite players, and all you have to do is pick more or less on 2 or more player stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll in. It's so easy. Just download the Prize Picks app, use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. It's like free cashish, free money. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app, use my promo code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. We hit another one last night with our Braves power play of the day. You can be the next to follow along in shadow, and I'll have another one at Real Matt Lana on Twitter for you to follow along and play with Prize Picks. Here's what's coming up today in our Ducks dugout lineup. It's all brought to us by Ducks Dugout. The Braves picked up right where they left off since the last time they were in Houston, and the last time they were celebrating a world championship. We'll talk about the Braves' Game 1 victory last night in Houston. And speaking of the Braves, they've done this without much of anything from 3 bright, shining stars. We'll cover the beginning of the Braves' season and where they stand right now. Plus, as we close in on the NFL draft, the Falcons can get back to the playoffs. They can do it the easy way or the hard way. All of that coming up in a moment. As I said, we're brought to you by Ducks Dugout. Ducks Dugout has the largest sports memorabilia showroom you will find anywhere. We're talking 8,000 square feet with rare and exclusive items, plus a staff right there on hand with over 20 years experience in the industry to help answer any questions you have. Whether it's sports cards, whether it's rare pieces you're looking for, whether it's autographed items, you name it, they have it all at Ducks Dugout. You've got to see it to believe it. It's incredible. Go find them at 2800 Canton Road, Marietta. You can also see their other store in Lawrenceville. You can always shop online at ducksdugout.com. We'll be telling you about some of the autograph signings coming in the next couple of weeks. But Ducks Dugout is just a marvel if you're a sports collector or a sports fan for you to see in person. The Braves return to the scene of their most famous crime. 3 years after winning the world championship in Houston, the Braves made their first return back to Minute Maid Park, and they beat the Astros 6-1 last night in Game 1 of their 3-game series. It had been 895 days since the Braves were on that field when they clinched in Game 6 against Houston on November 2nd, 2021. Now, that night, they won 7-0. Last night, it was 6-1, so the Braves improved to 10-5 on the young season, and they're 3-1 on their current road trip. Darius Vines made the start, his first of the season for the Braves, filling the Spencer Strider spot in the rotation. And I thought after a bumpy start, he did a really good job. He went 4 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and 4 Ks. He had one more out to go to qualify for the win, but he gave up a base hit to Jose Altuve, and the Braves were not going to let him face Yordan Alvarez for a third time, so they went to Aaron Bummer. But all in all, I think the Braves have to be pleased with Vines, who settled in. I would imagine he'll get the next turn 5 days from now in the rotation, so he did his job. As I mentioned, the Braves' bullpen, Aaron Bummer came out first, pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up a hit, no runs. Pierce Johnson went an inning and a third, gave up a couple of hits and no runs. A.J. Minter looked really good, 1 2/3, a perfect ball, And then once the Braves gave themselves a nice cushion, they sat Raisel Iglesias down and instead brought in Jesse Chavez, who pitched a scoreless inning and walked a batter. The Braves' offense did not do a ton before the ninth inning when they blew the game open. The Braves' second inning was a good one, but they were helped with some shaky Astros defense. Braves were down 1-0 entering the frame, but tied the game 1-1 in that second inning on a bad throw by Astros shortstop Jeremy Peña. Then the Braves took the lead when Ozzie Albies got hit on the foot with the bases loaded. That was the offense until the ninth inning. It was 2-1 until the Braves unloaded on Josh Hader. In the ninth inning, the Braves went walk, wild pitch, and then four straight singles to open up a 4-1 lead. Braves added another run on Marcell Ozuna's base hit, which, by the way, gave him a 14-game hitting streak. And Michael Harris added one more for some insurance. He got an RBI when he beat out a potential double play that made it 6-1. It was really nice to see Austin Riley and Ronald Acuna have productive nights. We'll talk more about that duo in a moment. But the Braves have largely gotten off to this good start without those two pieces of the puzzle really producing. But last night, Austin Riley was 3-for-5, a double, a single, and an RBI. Ronald Acuna was 2-for-4 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. So the Braves took care of their business in Game 1. Tonight, they'll throw Ronaldo Lopez against Hunter Brown. That's an 8-10 first pitch from Houston. We will focus more on what the Braves have done with this hot start to the season, but I think more interesting, what they've done without and who they've done it without to get to this point. We'll cover that coming up in a moment. Let's make sure, though, first, as homeowners, we're taking care of our business the right way. As you see, the temperature's already starting to rise in Atlanta. We're in the 80s. It was 85 degrees yesterday. This is just kind of a little early glimpse of what summer is going to feel like, but add another 10 or 12 degrees with some humidity. And the last thing you want to deal with in the hot summer of Atlanta is an insulation problem. So I'm telling you guys right now, during the month of April, while it's National Insulation Month, please get in touch with USA Insulation. Have Ryan and his great team come out and check yours to make sure you're good to go. They'll do a free inspection, free consultation. You have nothing to lose. But during the month of April, if you are needing insulation, they'll explain to you how they can inject their USA premium injection foam into your existing walls. And all this month, they have one of two great offers to celebrate National Insulation Month. You can either get free labor on any insulation project, that'll save you a ton of money, or 0% financing for 72 months. 6 years, cost certainty. You're not going to pay a dime of interest for 6 years. Go to usainsulation.net to get all the details and have them out to your home for the free inspection. usainsulation.net. Now, I mentioned last night the Braves got some good returns from Austin Riley and Ronald Acuna. But for the most part, on this Braves start to the season, which they're 10-5 right now, they've done it mostly with some really shaky starting pitching, some hot and cold bullpen work, and some of their all-star level players have yet to get going. And that's sort of the scary thing we say about the Braves team and the depth of this 26-man roster. They can survive injuries. They can survive slumps. They can survive a lot of things that plenty of other teams can't because of the depth. For instance, Ronald Acuna, Austin Riley, and Sean Murphy, they were all-stars a season ago. In fact, Acuna was the MVP. Riley was as good a third baseman as you had in the game. And for about 5 months of a six-month season, Sean Murphy was just as good as any catcher in baseball. But Murphy hasn't played since the opener when he tweaked an oblique when he took a swing in the opening game. Ronald Acuna and Austin Riley have been fine. They haven't been bad, but they just haven't been cooking the way we know they can cook. Ronald's had some swing and miss early in the season, more so than we saw a year ago, and Austin's just been kind of up and down. Yet here the Braves are leading Major League Baseball, averaging 6.5 runs a game, and that's before Ronald gets hot. That's before Riley gets going, and that's without Sean Murphy. That should scare a lot of other teams to know the Braves' great start record-wise has been mostly from Orlando Arcia, who has had a great start. Jared Kelnick, Ozzie Albies has been very good. Michael Harris, and especially Marcell Ozuna. The depth in the Braves lineup is always the most impressive thing about what they're able to do. I didn't even mention the fact that they lost Strider in his second start, so they've had to fill that spot in the rotation. If I would have told you 15 games into the season, Ronald Acuna would not have a home run. He would only have five RBI, and Braves catchers would have combined so far for no home runs, what would you have said? He said, well, maybe they're under 500. Maybe they're 7-8, or maybe they're 8-7. Instead, they're 10-5 with all those things that have yet to get going, which tells you how high the ceiling is for this baseball team. We'll see what it looks like in game two tonight against the Astros from Houston. All right, I want to talk about the Falcons, who can get back to the playoffs, and they can do it the easy way, or as typical of the Falcons, they can do it the hard way. But first, I want to talk to you guys about saving money. As everything in life just continues to get more expensive, you're looking for ways to improve your budget. Well, what if I told you you could save money on your home and car insurance by having the pros at the Rhodes Group just shop your rates? Right now, it's so critical as these rates continue rising for you to get an independent insurance agency, and I stress independent. An independent agency like the Rhodes Group, a local company right here in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, they want to shop your rates, and here's what's going to happen. They're going to get you at minimum 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes, and they can do it in under 10 minutes. And what you'll get, best policy, best possible coverage, and hopefully save you some money. All that's standing between you and saving is getting in touch with the Rhodes Group. Log on to their website, rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. Use my last name. You'll see a page right there with Matt Chernoff's trusted home insurance and car insurance agency, the Rhodes Group, doing the work for you. Again, Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-S, rhodes-group.com/Chernoff, or call them to get the quotes over the phone at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. I hope you guys have got your plans already set now, as we're going to close in on the NFL draft in about 2 weeks. We got baseball every night. We got basketball postseason play in action beginning tonight. The Hawks will be playing tomorrow night in Chicago, not to mention all the other fun stuff you can see at the Daily Draft. That's my go-to sports bar. TVs to the left of me, TVs to the front of me, TVs to the right, and TVs right over my shoulder. Two stories of great views of all the games at the Daily Draft. It's in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street. And what it's got is the biggest and best big screen in the burbs. I challenge you to find a better screen. And I also challenge you to trivia. I'll be hosting our monthly edition of trivia with my buddy David Hubbard from the Trivia Zone. We'll be at the Daily Draft this Thursday night, April the 18th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Come on by. We'll be giving away tickets and prizes, doing some baseball and more, and we'd love to have you there. Check out the beer wall with the self-serve taps. Enjoy a craft beer bar, one of the great menus you'll find anywhere instead of deep-fried sports bar food. It's something for the whole family to enjoy. And we'll be watching all the action all around us at the Daily Draft. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for more, and their website to take a deep dive at thedailydraft.net. As I said, we're closing in on the NFL draft. We are, less than 2 weeks away now. We're 9 days away from the NFL draft. And once we get past the draft, you'll get a second wave of free agency, and then teams will mostly be set with their rosters, and that includes the Atlanta Falcons. Then what you'll do is see the schedule release that comes out in May. But we know this much about the schedule. We know who will play on paper the easiest and most difficult schedules. Warren Sharp laid out that strength of schedule with an update yesterday. The five easiest schedules in football. You ready? I'll go from 5 to 1. Number 5 is the Saints. 4th easiest is the Jets. 3rd easiest is the Bears. The 2nd easiest schedule is the Chargers. And the easiest schedule in the NFL in 2024 belongs to the Atlanta Falcons. So that's on paper. Some of that has to do with playing in the NFC South, where you get the Panthers twice, but some of it has to do with the Falcons playing the Raiders, Giants, Commanders, Vikings, and Broncos. That group of 7 teams, I would say the Falcons need to go 5-2 against, because the other portion of the schedule is much trickier. Falcons will play Tampa twice and the Saints twice. Neither is a great team, but both were over 500. That's more than you can say for the Falcons. Plus, on this year's schedule, the Falcons will play the Chiefs, Eagles, Cowboys, and Steelers. All were playoff teams a year ago. And then their remainder would be the Chargers and the Seahawks, who have new head coaches, but aren't cakewalks at all. So if the Falcons were to go 5-2 against that group that I told you about, Carolina twice, Raiders, Giants, Commanders, Vikings, and Broncos, the other 10 games, you have to split them. You have to go 5-5. If you can do that, that would get the Falcons to the 10 wins that it would probably take to get the division championship and make a return to the playoffs. But why would I feel great about them doing that? I don't feel great about it. They have so many question marks on defense, as we've talked about this entire offseason. And the one thing I'll say about Kirk Cousins, I have no doubt that he'll put up individually impressive numbers. Whether that leads to team success, well, that's to be determined. But if the Falcons want to do this the easy way, because they have the easiest schedule on paper, take advantage of that group of seven. You have to. This can't look like it did a year ago when the Falcons regretted losing games like the Viking game at home to Joshua Dobbs, or the Washington game at home to Sam Howell, or the game in Tennessee against first-time starter Will Levis, or the bad loss in Arizona on the return of Kyler Murray. There were so many of those. That was the difference in a 7-10 Falcon team not being able to win the 9 or 10 games to get to the postseason. Well, you spent a ton of money on Kirk Cousins. You brought in a couple of more wide receivers. You'll still add in the draft, and I believe a couple of more pieces in free agency. But you got to take care of the, quote, bad teams or the beatable teams on your schedule to make it easier and get back to the postseason rather than having to work so hard against the tougher part of your schedule. Draft coming up in, what, 9 days? Schedule release a few weeks after that. We'll have a much better idea what things will look like at that point. It'll look good for you guys if you subscribe to this podcast. If you're a first-timer, we thank you for finding us. If you're somebody who listens every now and again, go ahead and guarantee you get it waiting for you on any podcast platform. It'll be in your feed each and every morning at 10 a.m. if you subscribe. I'll talk to you later this afternoon on the radio at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.